Once again, this is Rabbi Pesach Kron. I want to thank Rabbi Avram Schwab for inviting me to come to speak to all of you. And to be able to speak to a group that's called Camp Chabura, there can be no better name for a camp now, because that's what we need in Klal Yisrael, the friendship, the getting together, and the chizuk that we give one to each other in a chabura. So I would like to begin by telling you a very delightful story that will probably bring a smile to your face. Now, those of you, I don't know if you still can get it before Yontif, but I had this chus to write a Haggadah. It's called At the Maggid Seder, and it has many, many, many wonderful stories, and they're very inspirational. And this is probably one of the cutest stories in the Haggadah, and it has to do with Shefoi Chamoscha. Now, what happened was that during the 1940s, Eretz Yisrael was being run by the British government, the British government, and there were some Israelis that were in jail, and it was on Pesach, and they had a Seder. So one of the big tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, many of you certainly heard of the name, Rab Aryeh Levine, he came to visit these soldiers in jail on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And he said to them, Rabbi Isai, were you able to have the Seder? Were you able to do all the halachas of the Seder? So one of the guys got up and said, Rebbe, it was wonderful, except for one thing. We were able to have matzah. We were able to have maror. But the only thing they didn't let us do, by Shvoi Chamoscha, they didn't let us open up the front door. Of course, so Rav Aryeh Levine smiled, and obviously they also smiled because they knew that there was no way that the people that were in control of the jail are going to open up the front door and all the Israeli soldiers would run out. But the point is, Rav Aryeh Levine then told them something which is very, very important, and that's why I wrote the story in the Haggadah, because I felt that there's a great lesson here. Men, there's a great lesson here. And what happened is, he said like this, what is true freedom? True freedom is not the fact that you can run out of the jail. Eventually, you'll be able to get out. True freedom is when you can do what you want, when you, under any circumstances, can make a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you can daven when you want, when you can learn when you want, when you can serve Hashem in any which way that you want. That's what freedom is, that you're not subjugated to the goyim of the veld, that you can make that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, we are indeed free today, even though that many of us may be quarantined and maybe we are in our own homes and we can't get out. Well, that may be true, but we're not avodim. We're free because we can make that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we have to take advantage of during this time. Now, being that we're coming towards the Seder, and each one of you probably will be with your own families, I want to share with you what I think is the greatest vart ever that I ever heard on the Seder that you'll be able to tell over, and it's very inspirational with a great lesson. Now, we all know that at the beginning of the Seder, we take the karpas and we dip it in salt water. Now, the Rambam, of course, mentions that, and I don't know if any of you want to look it up. Rambam Hilchas Chumash Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, and over there is a Rishon. The Rishon is Rabbeinu Manoach, and Rabbeinu Manoach tells us the reason why you dip the karpas that you would never in a million years have thought of. And he says, you know why you dip the karpas? Because the brothers dipped the Ksenes Pasim in blood. Oh my gosh, what has that got to do with our dipping the karpas in salt water? Because they dipped the Ksenes Pasim in blood, and then they showed it to their father Yaakov, and Yaakov thought, and he was crying because he thought that his beloved son Yosef was dead. But what's got to do with the Seder? And I once heard from Rav Isaac Bernstein, who was a Rav both in England and Ireland, and he said a fabulous, fabulous vort. And if all of you, while I'm telling you this verse, get a Chumash Bereishis, you are about to see something, mamish, you're going to have to fasten your seatbelt. And he says like this. He says, the Baal HaGadol wants to tell us, Rabbi Yisrael HaMaik, we're going to talk about how we got out of Mitzrayim. But now the Baal HaGadol wants to tell you, before you make Manishtana, before you sing Halachma, before you break the middle matzah, before you do anything, Rabbi Yisrael, how did we get into Golas? How did the whole Golas start? He said, you know why? Because brothers couldn't get along with each other. Because the brothers took the Kseinus Tatum of Yosef and they dipped it in blood and then they sold him to the Yishmaelim and they brought this blood-soaked Kseinus Tatum to Yaakov. And when brothers can't get along, that's the beginning of the end. And that's what the Baal HaGadol wants to tell us. Right in the beginning, just remember Kindalach. We got to get along. We got to love each other. Everybody's on a different level of frumkeit. Everybody's on a different level of talent. Everybody's at a different level of kishron. But we have to love each other, all the brothers and sisters in Klal Yisrael. That's what Achdus is all about. Okay, fine. So now that's the lesson. But what's it got to do with Karbat? Now you're going to see something that you won't believe. You will not believe this. Take a look at Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev. And the Pasuk is in Bereishis Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. And it says like this. Watch this. You got to see it inside. You won't believe it. V'Yisrael Ohaves Yosef. Yisrael, which is Yaakov, loved Yosef of all the children because he was a son when he was older. But also like Sinez Pasim. And he made for him that Sinez Pasim. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, what is the Kseinus Pasim? Hold on to your seatbelt. He said, Karpas. That's what it says in Rashi. The Kseinus Pasim is Karpas. What is Karpas? Karpas is a combination of two words. Kar is like a karit, like a pillow. Pas is silk. That's what this coat was. This was fluffy coat, a fluffy silk coat. Oy vey, 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 vey. So now we understand Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach says, you know what? You got to dip the karpas because the karpas, Rashi is telling us, is the Kseinus Pasim. And that's how the whole mess started because the brothers couldn't get along. And that's why we do it right at the beginning of the Seder. Not at the end of the Seder. First, we got to talk about how we got into Mitzrayim. Then we can talk how we got out of Mitzrayim. What a fabulous, fabulous verse. I hope I made it clear so that all of you can understand it. But take a look in Bereishis Lamed Zayin Pasuk Gimel. Bring it to the table, to the Seder table, and you'll show the word Karpas, and you won't believe. And that's why Rabbeinu Manoach says, dip the Karpas. It makes no difference whether the Karpas is celery or potatoes or whatever it is. The main thing that Rashi is saying, Karpas is Kseinus Tatsim. And they dip that in blood, and that's why we have to dip it also into salt water. Just to show the significance that that's how the Seder, that's how the Golas started. And so I know I just have a few more minutes, so I just want to tell you one more thing, which is a very important lesson. We know, and of course I mentioned this in Haggadah as well, that what's the reason that we meant that we eat matzah? Matzah that we eat, shalahistik bitsekum shel avisenu lahachmas, because the dough couldn't ferment. They had to do it in less than 18 minutes. They had to do it very quickly. Now, once again, take out your chumashim, and you'll see. In Shmoyis Yudbeis Pasuk Yud Zayin, it tells us u'shamartem es hamatzos, that you should be careful with the matzos. And Rashi tells us that what you should do, you got to cook the matzah quickly, right? Why? So that it shouldn't come to the chimutz. That's why you got to cook it in less than 18 minutes. So Rashi says, that which the Gemara teaches, and all of you know this, that in the Torah there's no vowels, there's no nekudais. So when you say Ushmartem es hamatzos, really you could read it Ushmartem es hamitzvos. You have to watch the mitzvos. And that's what Rashi said. Just like you don't delay to do the matzos, you got to do it in less than 18 minutes. You don't delay to do a mitzvah. Do it right away. In Bala Yodcha, Rashi says, if you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, I say, do it right away. And that's the final lesson that we have to learn today. We have to learn that every mitzvah that we're about to do, whether it's the matzah, whether it's the morah, whether it's the tefillin that you're wearing in the morning, whether it's the davening, whether it's the learning. It has to be with great enthusiasm and great excitement. And so I'll just end with this little story that happened to me a number of years ago. I had a bris that I was supposed to do on a Thursday morning, but the bris really, the eighth day was Wednesday, but the baby was yellow. But now, on Wednesday afternoon, the father called me, and he said, "Rabbi Krohn, my wife just went to the doctor, and he says the baby's not yellow anymore. Doesn't that mean that we still have to do the bris on the eighth day, on Wednesday?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Where are you?" He said, "I'm in Manhattan." I said, "Well, I'm on the Verrazano Bridge, and you live in Woodmere. How in the world am I going to get to Woodmere before Shkia? You can't do a bris after Shkia." He said, "Rabbi, but isn't the din, you got to do it on the eighth day. You got to be mezari with enthusiasm." I said, "Of course, I'll get you a mile to do the bris on the eighth day," because I knew that there was a mile that lived in Woodmere. I said, "But how are you going to get there?" And he said to me words I'll never forget. He said, "Rabbi, it's more important for me that my son should know for the rest of his life that he had the bris on the proper time than he should know that his bris was delayed just so that his father should be there." And you know something? The only ones that were at that bris was the mayo, the local mayo from Woodmere, the mother, the baby, and the nurse. And I'll tell you the truth, I never had the guts to ask who was the tzaddik, because I'm afraid either it was the nurse or the mother. I have no idea. I didn't want to ask. But one thing is for sure, you see, he did the bris on the proper time. And that's what Zrizus is all about. The Eivusha should help all of you in Camp Chabura. Always remain in a Chabura. Always remain tight with each other. Because this thing is going to end in 2-3 weeks, you'll see. And everybody's going to be back to normal. But our friendship should not be back to normal. It should be better than that. Our Zrizus and Mitzvah should not be back to normal. It should be better than that. And the freedom that Rabbi Aryeh Levine spoke about should be better, that we should make a connection to Hashem through Torah and Mitzvahs. And so I want to wish all of you a good Shabbos and a Heiliger Shabbos, and the Eibushe should bench every single one of you. I give you a bracha, Yisimcha Lehim Kefraim Menashe, Yivarech Adonai V'yishmerech, Yor Adonai Pono V'lecha V'chol Neka, Yisra Adonai Pono V'lecha, V'yaseim L'cha Shalom, V'shavah Sfreilichan Shabbos and Alichtika Shabbos, and become close and do those things as that contest tells you, to help your parents, because we need each other more than ever. And if that's chus, we'll be zeicha to have the true geula, both physically and spiritually. Have a great Shabbos.